Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio, and you are tuned in to KPTR, the truth behind the music. And today we have with us our Triple One Challenge team, which is Team 2. This is one of our Triple One Challenge winners. First of all, I just want to say hello, guys, and thanks for coming on the show.
Salute. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Great, great. And awesome. And Camille, you're a little bit low. Can you speak up a little bit?
Salute. How you doing? Flying the dark shadows in the building. What's good, everybody listening?
All right. What's up, Flame? And we also have Camille Christine Manns.
Hi,
Camille Manns. A.K.A. Ralph. Yeah.
Thanks.
Ralph Dejean, A.K.A. Sun Twisted.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me.
Great. So how we're going to do this, first of all, we're going to take our time and we're going to ask each one of you to step up and tell us your location and tell us a little bit of something about yourself. And we're going to start out with Camille Christine Manns.
Hello, my name is Camille Manns. I am a singer-songwriter from Longview, Texas. I have been singing probably a little over 20 years. I have had the pleasure of singing at New York City's Carnegie Hall on two set occasions as part of Youth Chorale. I have had the opportunity to be nominated and win the title of Best Neo Soul Artist with the Praise Factor Gospel Music Awards in 2012. I've had the privilege to share the stage with such greats as Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, and Marvin Sapp. Started out singing with a large organization and released my debut album in March of 2010.
Awesome. Thank you so much for providing that information for us. And next, we're going to hear from Flame the Dark Child. Please state your location and tell us about yourself.
What's good, everybody? I go by Flame the Dark Child, F-L-A-M-E. Five lives around me every day. Out that 919, Raleigh, North Carolina, stand up. I've been in and out the studio for about 2 years now. I'm doing my thing. I'm one of the newest upcoming rappers out my city, and I got to say this for real. They've been showing me mad love. All the veteran rappers out here, man, y'all been showing me love, stepping up. You know what I'm saying? They've been showing up to everything I do. I'm three mixtapes deep, all Raleigh Bars 1, Raleigh Bars 2, Raleigh Bars 3. I finally dropped my official EP produced by Tap. And it's on called Light from the Dark Side. It's on all major media outlets. So, you know, you could Google it, look it up, or show you how to get that. It's in the little mom-and-pop stores in the city, all throughout the city. And I've been doing my thing. That dropped on July 4th. I had a big old bash out here. And I've been really going in with my music. I've been on magazines, on WRG. I got a lot of little radio followings. I've been going in. Like I said, I've been going hard for 2 years straight in the studio, and I really been making moves. So salute to everybody who's been supporting me. Flame the Dark Child still coming. I'm still going and still grinding. Let's get this.
All right, Flame. Thank you so much for that information. And last but not least, we're going to talk to Ralph Dejean, a.k.a. Sun Twisted. State your location and tell us about yourself.
All right. My name is Ralph, a.k.a. Sun Twisted. Rapper, producer out of Brooklyn, New York. Been rapping for 30 years and producing for the past 6. Just currently right now trying to improve my mixing and, you know, getting some clients for the production side. Working on my my second album, The Long Winter, fully produced by myself.
Is that it for you?
Good in the background. Yeah, that's it for me. We got some some ruckus going on back there.
Do you need a break, brother? No, it's all good. For those of you who are tuned in right now, to let you know what the Triple One Challenge was, it was a contest in which we got three people put them together. They didn't know each other. We were actually going worldwide or nationwide, and we pulled together a singer, rapper, and a music producer. So to break it down, Camille was the singer, and I'm losing my voice. Flame, the Dark Child, was the rapper, and Ralph was the music producer. So we want each one of you to talk about the contest and what you guys went through and how you were able to pull it off. And let's start with Flame, the Dark Child.
Well, the contest, you know, I'm not going to say it was pretty easy, but I got it done fast. Once I heard Camille was a singer, and I mean a gospel singer, I mean, and she was no cursing and wanted to make it a positive song to talk about the things that's going on today out in society, the world, but not even such a negative thing, just talk about how to do something about it. So when she said that, it was easy. Once I got the concept of what to write, and I knew where she wanted to go, I just went into the lab and I did what I did. Let them hear. You know, we had a couple of things I probably had to change here and there, you know, get the melody right. And once everything came together, it was nothing. It went on from there. Like I said, it took me, once I knew what to do, it took me about a day to 2 days tops to write my verses and knock that out the way. I had to send back. I sat back and waited for the matches to come together. It was really simple, though.
Awesome. So, Camille, tell us about your experience working with the two guys.
The experience was absolutely amazing. Flame is absolutely right. Once we heard the beat, because Sun Twisted presented us with two different tracks. And we were like, one of them was really mellow, but the second one, it was going to demand that we all bring it. And so we all decided to take the challenge of the second track, which is the one we chose. And once I heard it, okay, I was like, we really have to say something serious. I'm a mother. And as we know, black men being killed nowadays is an epidemic, being mixed. And my sons are 20 and 22. And so I was like, y'all, I really want to talk about the state of the world, but I don't want to do it in like a whiny, you know, attitude. I want to do it to where we can do something about it. Let's raise awareness, but then let's try to bring a solution. And so, I mean, as soon as Sun Twisted sent the beat, we all started working. I had the hook in probably 10 minutes.
Wow. Wow, that's very, I love that. It seems like you guys really didn't bump heads a lot, but let's hear from Ralph. Ralph, what was your experience coming together as a team and working with Flame and Camille?
Yeah, like they said, like the first beat I sent was mellow. They actually said they was cool with it. I listened to it 2 days later and I hated it. So I went in. Yeah, I hate it. I was like, this is trash. What is this that I just made? So I redid it. But what happened, like 3 days prior to me sending them the beat, I had actually constructed the beat that we actually used. I had constructed it in my head on my way home from work. So I was like, okay, let me actually put this together. And when I sent it to them, and they were like, yeah, they're feeling this one a little bit more. I was like, all right, that's the one we're going with. And like they said, once they got the beat, Flame sent the first verse back real quick. Camille sent the hook back real quick. Then it made me want to write a verse to it. Like, we really banged it out real fast.
Wow.
It wasn't a lot of bumping heads at all.
No, not at all.
So there was no drama.
I mean, there were a little, you know, a few things that needed to be tweaked, but it was nothing, it wasn't anything like, there was no argument. Everybody was easy to work with.
Yeah. It was magical. It was magical, for real.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
It was definitely magical because you guys, let me tell you, it was super hard. As judges, they were flipping out. I had this one judge. She was like, up all night long, playing the songs over and over again. So it came down actually to a tie. And I'm like, we got to figure out who's going to take this, a tie? Now y'all got me paying for double production and publishing. What's going to, you know? So they was like, well, you know, we just can't help it. They both got to win. I'm like, dang, my pocket's already, you know, short. But it's all good. Because at the end of the day, it's totally worth it. And when the listeners really hear on this interview, the song, they will see why we had to choose you guys as one of the winners, because the song is something that we need now. It is for our generation and the future.
Yeah.
So we want to comment, definitely commend you guys for taking it there. And there were a lot of, we had 6 tracks, and all tracks were banging. So it was crazy. So what we're going to do now, guys, is we're going to go ahead and give the audience a taste of what you all put together. Once again, Camille, what's your location?
I am located in Longview, Texas.
Longview, Texas, and Flame, your location again?
Flame, Raleigh, North Carolina, 919.
And Ralph, your location again? And I believe we may have lost him, but he'll probably come back. But I'm going to go ahead and introduce the song so that you guys can hear it. He's back. Welcome back,
yes,
Ralph. Ralph, what's your location again?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so we took 3 people. This was nationwide. They didn't know each other at all. Now I want you to listen to the gem they created. And this is called Souls in the Darkness by Flame the Dark Child, Mance, and Ralph DeJeune, a.k.a. Sun Twisted.
You hear the lost souls? That's the lost souls of the earth. There's too much going on out here to keep a close eye on them. The souls are crying for a change. We need a change in this world, man. You don't hear them souls out there? The same things going wrong. Even Pop got shot without a government mentality of being stuck in a hood and let us rock. We sit and watch all the violence around us, and when the silence around us, like Tina Rupert, we know death's unfound. There's body countless all over the nation. Hear my proclamation, freedom is not a destination. It's a category of wealth which ourselves enslaved in. Tired of seeing young brothers fucked out in pain. The cars we can't afford is a new age slave shit, and they work our ass dry for no money to slay shit. No help here, gunshot wounds and slave with. Our kids too young to walk around with this bravery. The way society is, all we could do is embrace it. No more patience, they lost God, Moses, atheist. Wait until the next verse, that's when it gets too crazy.
Another black man turned into a hashtag. Seeing out from Sterling Fong, crying for his ass. We're marching, protesting, parents crying. Hands up, don't shoot, but we're still dying. Even though we play by the rules, somebody's son got his life cut short by an officer's gun. Father, can you hear us? Will you play
all the children team? Crying because daddy's dying. Even mommy's violent. No longer staying silent. Here's what I fear, say that nobody's trying. At least not enough of us to come together, stand up. Cops shooting with our hands up. 7 out of 10 times jail where they land up. Getting football numbers over cannabis. You can't be serious, but it's serious the way they handle us. Our voice quiet to see. Muzzled up long enough so our voice is kind of leaking. No longer feeling defeated. The fireman overheated. To my peak is where I'm reaching. To the Congress where I'm speaking. Y'all monsters are always leeching because y'all bloodsuckers drop. Through the sweat and tears and all the years, y'all still taking lives. I pray to the Most High that one day I can make it right. Even if I have to do it on my own, I'll take the fight. X to left and right wing because they both racist, right?
Another black man turned into a hashtag. Seeing out from Sterling Fong, crying for his ass. We're marching, protesting, parents crying. Hands up, don't shoot, but we're still dying. Even though we play by the rules, somebody's son got his life cut short by an officer's gun. Father, can you hear us? Will you save us? Won't you come, Emmanuel?
It's the pattern of the battery, savage. We fooling dastardly matters. You can't imagine, we screaming, but we don't matter. Saying that we mad at the same, asking the pain. But a lane screaming, all lives matter. What you insane? It's a game, what you think we playing? So you get slain, and the war would be at your door. Now who to blame? Better stand up, women and man up, get your hands up. Move in a unified front, the month they plans up. Organize, not for the march, not for the speech. Hit the streets, hit their pockets and speak. With your receipt, black home only, black bank loans for black home. Black Wall Street, black boys speak through black phones. Then I black out, black's the new black, I'm on that route. Black ball, more black sprawl, I'm about to cash out. No, you can't speak to me easily, you was actually feeding me the disease of living poorly, legally. And you tell me I'm supposed to just easily let it rest. Slavery was in the past, 9/11, never forget. All the cause is still a cause, and we come together to mourn. But my country's still the third world, I'm supposed to conform, what you mean?
Another black man turned into a hashtag.
All right, that was Souls in the Darkness by Flame the Dark Child, Sun Twisted, and Camille Christine Manns. That song is off the chain. I just want to personally let you guys know that. And you want to know what you guys are planning on doing in the future. Are you going to try and do more as a team in the future, perhaps?
I'd love to. I would love to work with you guys more. I would love to be able to take this public, you know, and present it in New York, present it in North Carolina. I'm down to travel. It is not a problem.
I'm definitely down to work.
What about
I'm you? Always down to work. I'm sorry about that. I don't mean to just come in. I'm Flame. I'm always down to work. I'm definitely down to work. All I do is travel, do shows, anything y'all trying to do to put together, I'm on board. I'm ready. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down for it too.
Definitely. And I think that's incredible. This is incredible. See, the thing is, a lot of times, you know, it happened for a reason. And for you guys to come together, not knowing each other, to pull this track off is no accident. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Like, coincidence, because out of 14 teams, look at this, 14 teams, only 6 teams were able to pull it together. Everybody else was falling apart, and you guys didn't see the drama that I seen, because you know I did have the group chat for everybody. It was a reality show. I wish I could have recorded it. People were like, why did you choose this person? So the real challenge wasn't. Listen, I'm telling you, I went through it, but it's fine. I love it because now they're under pressure.
Like,
just let you know who's a real artist and who's not.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Camille.
I mean, our biggest drama was probably for a while I was in a play during the time that we were needing to record things and get them back. And so I felt like, oh, my God, they're going to think that I'm not serious and I just dropped out. And so I tried to send messages and say, hey, guys, I've got rehearsal until this time and rehearsal until this time. And the play is, we did 2 shows in one day and they were both sold out. So we were exhausted.
Wow.
And then that next week I was like, okay, I'm going to the studio, putting this hook down. And I was like, tired voice and all, they're getting it back. So I'm sending it a cappella so Ralph can place it wherever he needs to place it. But there was so much going on and I thought that was drama.
Well, that was a little bit of drama. That was juicy because you can't create a masterpiece without a little drama. You know that, right? You got to have a little drama.
Congratulations again on your shows.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank
you. Oh, man.
I
just love you guys.
Apart.
Oh, you have no idea. And then they were blaming me. This is what I was going to say before Camille said what she said. The challenge was never about creating the song. The challenge was about holding it together as a team, because that's the biggest problem. That's the biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get 3 people to be on board because everybody's doing different things in their lives. So you won the challenge regardless if you were a winner or not. You know what I'm saying? You still won the challenge part. So, and like I said, I love you guys, and I love people that are really serious about their career. Don't waste my time. You know, if you're not serious about wanting to take these challenges or serious about wanting to be a real artist and make your way, don't waste my time. So, with that being said, so, are you guys trying to stay independent or maybe eventually moving into mainstream?
I'm interested in whatever will get this message out to the masses and whatever's, you know, most beneficial for my family dynamic.
Because I'm going to let you guys know something, too. This song has TV potential to any movie.
Wow.
That has to do with violence, you know, on the black males worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
This song has that potential. So me being in marketing and advertising, I would say you guys, you own this track. This is your track. Doesn't belong to KPTR at all. I'm going to put us down as the more or less sponsor of the track. But it's time to start sending this track to every single Black-owned TV station that you know of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Centric, BET, get it out there.
Absolutely.
Get it out there, because I believe it has it. Okay, so now what I want you to do is... Okay, somebody's sound is messed up. Who's that?
That's no, nothing going on here.
Yeah, I'm in okay. A complete silent room.
Okay, I don't know who it was, but it stopped. I hope it wasn't me. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Am I still? Phew, I thought it was me. Okay. So one at a time, what we're going to do now is let each one of you tell the audience how to contact you and how to book you for shows, starting with Ralph.
You could contact me, SunTwisted Facebook, SunTwisted Music on Instagram, SunTwisted on YouTube, SunTwisted Music on Twitter. You can email me, SunTwisted@gmail.com. You can hit my website, HeadsHigh.com, for beats, HEDZHigh.com. You can call or text me, 347-450-8384.
Wonderful. Okay, Flame?
Flame is under everything. Flame the Dark Child under every media site. FlameTheDarkChild@gmail.com. You can go on everything. It's under one name, Flame the Dark Child, so it's easy for me to find. Like I said, FlameTheDarkChild.com. Write me. I will definitely get back. And all I do is show, so I'm always down to travel, no matter what state it's in. If you look at my resume, I go to every state for a show. It doesn't matter. I'll get there. Flame the Dark Child. Let's get it.
Awesome. Okay, Camille.
Hey, everybody. I'm Camille Mann, and I am on Facebook. My music page is Camille Mann, the music artist, and it's CamilleManns, or Facebook.com/ Camille Sings, CamilleSings. I'm also on Instagram @ Camille Can Sing, or @ Coco_Camille. You can also reach me by email at CamilleManns@gmail.com. That's CamilleManns@gmail.com, or by phone at 903-580-4121. I am available for all bookings in all areas. Just contact me by email or telephone, and we'll get things started.
That is awesome. Camille, the incredible singer, Flame the Dark Child, the rapper, and one of the meanest beat producers ever, independently, Mr. Ralph Dejean, a.k.a. Sun Twisted. I want to say thank you guys for coming on the show once again. We wish you all nothing but the best. If you're tuned in right now, please go look these guys up, because I'm telling you, their future is pretty bright right now. If you want your music aired on KPTR, we are a royalty-paying station and licensed and DRT monitored. You can email me, djcarmi@yahoo.com, or visit our website at www.partytrainerradio.com. We want to say everybody have a blessed day, and thanks again, Team 2, Triple One Challenge winners.
Thank you. Salute. Appreciate it. Salute
thanks.
To the Team 2. Thank y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you, guys.
And we're out.